some way, we're gonna make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're gonna make it. With Jesus on
morning. This is Dr. Harding, and I'm here this morning to bring you moments of inspiration. That's right, moments of inspiration. And I just want to thank God for you that's going to tune in and you that have already tuned in. I just want you to know that I am grateful for you being a part of moments of inspiration. That's right, being a part of moments of inspiration. We are just one day short, and we're on the eve of Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving is the day that is celebrated throughout the United States and sometime in other countries for the things that God have done for us. But we would be remiss to just use one day out of a year to give God thanks. For we that know God and the people that know God, every day is Thanksgiving Day. That's right, every day. March is Thanksgiving. Every month, Thanksgiving. Every week, Thanksgiving. Every day, Thanksgiving. And so that's the thing that we want to understand, is that every day is Thanksgiving, and it's not just one day or one event. But every day that we are with God is Thanksgiving. Let me pray. Father, I give thanks to you today, for you are our God. You are the only living God. You are the supreme God. And every little God that's under you that have demonified or have divined themselves is a false God. But we're praying and giving you thanks, for this is a day, God, you have made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad to be a part of it. And we thank you, God, for what you're going to do today. And we're asking, God, as we share with your people today, that you, God, will open up, God, their ears, unstop deaf ears, and let them hear your word. And God, I want to present it with clarity and let them receive it, God, with clarity, that they may be enhanced, inspired, and enlightened. And then, God, we want to pray for those that are sick and those that are shut in, those that are down and out. God, those that hear this message at a delayed time, it would still have the same potent that it have right now. And we give you the glory and praise for what you're going to do. Thank you for everyone that's going to join us. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. And I want to give a holler out to those that are coming in. And I pray that you will post this message today. I want to give a holler to Shakar in Pakistan, and for Sister Philip, Missionary Phillips, I want to give a holler out to you and some others as you join. Remember that God is who he say he is. Now, let me get started. It's what we're going to deal with today. I want to take my time and share this message with you. I want to talk about Thanksgiving and the giving thanks with joy. That's right, giving thanks with joy. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to be giving thanks, but Thanksgiving is a service. But it's a service that we do. But we want to thank with a joyful heart. With a joyful heart, we want to praise God. With a joyful heart, we want to give God's message. And this is what we got to understand. Let's look at Psalms chapter 30 and verses 4 and 5. Psalms chapter 30, verse 4 and through verse 5. It says, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, let me go back. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and giving thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endure but a moment, and favor is life. Weeping may endure but a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's right. Joy comes in the morning. And so when we think about what we don't have and think about what we are lacking, and this is a time that I believe in my heart, I believe that people that normally wouldn't have been giving thanks to God, they're giving thanks to God now, because there is that virus that is reminding us that every day that we get through, that we don't get a phone call, or don't get a letter, or don't get someone telling us that they are victims, or our children are victims, or maybe our grandchildren are victims. That's giving you thanks. And we are more careful, more cautious. Most of us, 99% of us, is more careful, more cautious as to who we're around and so forth. But every day we want to give God something. And this is what David was saying. He says, "Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness." So when we look over this year up until now and see where God has brought us from, see what he has brought us through, it ought not to be hard for us to give God some thanks for what he's already done. And then he said, "For his anger endure but a moment." Think about that. His anger endure but a moment. There are people that have been angry with God, angry with their family, angry with the job, angry with this and that. For years, they have been angry, and they haven't been able to overcome that anger. But God said his anger endureth but a moment. Now, here's the thing, that in all of the measurements, there have not ever been an exact measurement for a moment. Now, you know, if you had somebody tell you, "I'll be back in a moment." All right, now the moment may be quick, or the moment may be 15 minutes, or the moment may be an hour. "I'll be back in a moment." So there is not a distinct measurement for a moment. But God said, "Weeping may endure but a moment, but joy, but favor in his favor is life." So God wants us to know that he's in our favor is life. So his favor is not for a moment. His favors endure it. And so he said what do you do? "I'm going to allow my favor to endure for your life. And weeping may endure but a night, but joy comes in the morning." And so God said, "I'm going to bring you joy. You may be crying all night, but if you trust in God, when you wake up in the morning," God said, "joy will be there in the morning." Then in Psalms chapter 126 and verse 5-6, he said, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Somebody right now is sowing prayers in tears. They're sowing prayers because they don't have what they once had last year this time. Last year this time, they was flourishing. Last year this time, they were able to take the whole week off for Thanksgiving. Last year this time, they spent time with their family and their parents and their friends and so forth. They was, you know, able to drink and have a ball, if they call it that way. But this year, things have changed. In a matter of 9 months, almost things have changed and turned their life around into turmoil. And so Psalm wanted you to know that if you sow in tears, shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtly come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaf with him. So what God is saying through David, just hang in there. Better days are coming. Thank God for your bad day. Thank God for your good day. Thank God for the days that you may not can hold your head up as high as you want to hold it up. Thank God for bringing you through whatever sickness that you're going to been through. Thank God for whatever problem that you're confronted with now. Thank God for all these things, because this is what God is saying. Weeping may endure for a moment, but in favor is life. So you got life on your side, and you can, and even if you're sowing in tear, if you're sowing in tear and you're giving and it's hurting you, and I've been there and I've done that, where that I was giving and I was sharing and I was talking to people, I was encouraging folk, and yet I was inside, I was discouraged myself. I was discouraged myself. But let me tell you, never look inwards when you're forced to do things outward. other words, you may be hurting on the inside, but don't focus on yourself. Focus on the assignment that God have given you, and you will find that you have some time to give thanks to God. God is giving. God is so worthy of our praises. And my God, no matter how long it take, God is in the business of causing it to grow and bring forth fruit. And that's what the devil don't know. The devil do not know. That's why we ought to be thankful. He don't know that what he used to hurt us with, God turns it around and make the purpose of what the devil used to hurt us with, he makes the purpose better. He makes the purpose that the devil was using to hurt us with, he make it for our good. Now, he didn't say all things was good, but he said that all things work together for the good, for those that are the call according to his purpose. So we have to understand then, we give God thanks if we don't have the money to pay our car note. We give God thanks if we can't pay our rent, our house note. Let's give God thanks, and let's give him some thanks with praying. Let's gladly. Don't be saying, well, I hate to, what should I thank him for? I don't want to thank him. He's not doing this for me. I don't have that. No. That's the devil talking to you. That's the devil talking to you. You got to hold to God's unchanging hand. And you got to thank God even when you can't see your way out. You still got to thank God for it. Because this is the day that God has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it to be a part of it. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10, he said, oh, say he altogether, for our sake, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploughs shall plough in hope, and he that threshes in hope shall be partaker of the hope. So what he's saying, what you do and whatever you in, if don't stop working, don't stop doing what you're supposed to do. Don't stop praying, because this you got all these things in. Don't stop giving God thanks. Don't stop if you're going to on Zoom service, or if you live streaming, or if you're having service for whatever way you're having it. Don't give up on God. If you got to sit at home and watch it, and you don't have a television, you got a telephone. If you don't have a telephone, you may have an iPad. If you don't have an iPad, see to somebody else that have it and say, we just get in a group and do it. But don't let the devil stop you from doing what God want you to do. And so this is what Paul was telling them. He said, whether altogether or for whatever sake, he said, no doubt this is written, that he that ploweth, if you plod, you see, here's what happened. When we say we reap what we sow. Now, here's the thing about reaping what you sow. If you sow seeds are going to come up. What you plant, that's going to come up. If you plant pumpkin seeds going to come up. Do not plant pumpkins and expect a cucumber to come up. No, that's not the seed you plant. If you're given, and that's the seed, a seed is given. A seed is praising God. If you praise God, God is going to bless you with his word. If you do it from a sincere heart. If you ask God for something and you planted a seed for that thing. The Bible said, he that won't friend must show himself friendly. Now, if you've been grumpy, grouchy, didn't want nobody to talk to you and get away from you and everything, all that stuff, now all of a sudden you're down and you want friend, you didn't plant the seed for friend, so don't expect folk to come flocking to you. Now, that's the thing. Don't expect it because you didn't plant the seed. And then if you plant a seed, it's something about plant a seed people don't understand. A seed have to germinate. It have to die in the soil. That it have to break that crust off of the seed, and then that seed will germinate with the earth. And when it germinate, the earth bring forth. That's what God told. God wrote in Genesis 1 and 11. He told the earth bring forth. And so the earth do not discriminate. If you put corn in there, it'll bring forth. If you put a pumpkin seed, it bring forth. If you put a watermelon seed, it bring forth. It doesn't discriminate. Cause his job. That's what God told the earth bring forth. And the earth will bring forth. Now you have to nurture. I mean, you got to water it. The earth don't water itself. You have to water it. And how you water your seed? With prayer. You water with prayer. God, I plant this seed, and I thank you, God. Men are given to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over into my bosom. I thank you, God, that I'm more than a conqueror. I thank you, God, that I am the head and not the tail. And I thank you, God, that there's blessing that are overtaking me. That's watering the seed. Now, here's the thing. A lot of folk give $100 one time in their life, and then they expect God to pour out $10,000 shadows on them, and the seed haven't just been planted. And the reason why it's not growing, you keep digging it up and looking at it. Now, that's what kills a seed. If you plant a seed in the soil, and every day you dig it up to see why it's not growing, you just killed the seed. That's what you got to do is put faith in what God has already said. He told the earth to bring forth, and the earth is going to bring forth. Now, giving thanks is remembering God is the source of all things. That's right. When you give thanks to God, that means that you are remembering that God is the source of all things. And Malachi, he told us to bring your tithe. Now, bring your tithe. Tithe is not an offering. Absolutely not. That's why people miss it. Tithe is not an offering. He said, bring your tithe, and if you support him in 10%, he said that I will give you back. I'll fill up your barn. I'll fill up your cupboard. I will give it back to you that it'd be running over, shaking together and running over, he said in Luke. I'll give it back to you. I'll bless your family. I'll bless your children. I'll bless your... You won't have all of these problems with fail in birth and then have all these mental retardation and so forth and having your birth. He said, in the birth, I bless you, and your children are being blessed, that you'll have your children will be blessed. You know, this is the thing that we have to look at. Tithing covers, it is the redemptive portion. It covers a many things, and it's not always just money. Sometimes you may not need money, you just need some encouragement. Sometimes you may not need money, you just need a friend. Sometimes you just need a word from God, and God said that that's what the tithes do. The tithes is the foundation for your blessing. So God said, invest 10% in me, and I'll invest 100% in you. And I'll give it to you where you be running over. But give thanks with it. Don't give it grudgingly, because if you give it grudgingly, let me tell you, and this is honest truth, if you give something grudgingly, don't give it at all. You're not going to be blessed. If you give it and you complain, well, what, that's all they want is money. That, just give it to them. And that, no, you just lost your blessing. Don't give it. I don't want nobody to give to this ministry. I tell them that don't give to this ministry if you're giving grudgingly. If you're giving and you don't want to give them, you just bring it up and you would throw it on the table, pick it back up, and I'll pick it back up and tell somebody, give it back to him, that you don't throw things to God. Give it with a merry heart. Give it be with a glad heart. God has did too much for us. For just even if I don't care what you're going through right now, when I say I don't care, I'm saying that it doesn't matter what you're going through. God have not forsaken you. And that's what we got to understand. We have a lot to be thankful for. And so we have to do that. And then James 1:17 tell us it's the ability with joy, that we give with joy. And we recognize that God is our source. He's not the resource. He is our source. He's the source of everything that is and everything that has been and will be and forever. There's nothing that is that has not been with God. God is the source of everything. He's the creator. And this is what we got to understand. He's the creator. And what we have to understand is that we're not just Christian saved. That's right. We're not just Christian saved. What we got to understand, when God saved us, the first thing he saved us for, he saved us to help bring other folks to Christ. But not only just bring them to Christ, but he wants us to go back to the foundation, and the foundation was in the beginning. In the beginning, God was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's St. John 1:1. So we have to go back to the beginning, and in Genesis, in the beginning, God. What did God do? In the beginning, God spoke, and every time God said something, something was produced. Let there be light. That was light. Let there be the water separate from the earth. It happened. Every time God said something, something happened. And all we need today, he's already said everything that he's going to say for us to be blessed. God has said that we are the head, not the tail. Now, don't be looking at yourself, well, I'm black, I'm white, I'm green, I'm purple, and that's why I don't have this. They did this to me because they did. No, shut your mouth. You're talking against yourself. Shut your mouth and start saying, I'm a child of God, and it does not yet appear who he is. But when I see him, just the same way I am, that's the way you're going to be. And so we're God image. When we say image, that don't mean that we look like him. We represent him. So think about this. If your child is hungry, you're not going to take your child, he's hungry, know that child is hungry. You're going to do the right thing to get that child some food. Even if you don't have to, if you don't eat, you're going to try to make sure your children eat. Well, what about God? Do you think God think like we think? How much more is God better that if you ask your child for, he said, if your child asks you for bread, will you give him a scorpion? How much more better is God is to us? My God, we have so much to thank God for. If we that of our age will take this time and sit down and start thanking God for everything that he done, when we did it all day long and then ask asking for nothing all day long and just was asking, giving God some thanks, do you understand we would still not be able to give God all the thanks that he deserved? So we got to give thanks, and it's important in helping us to correct our ego. Giving thanks helps us to remember God is the landlord on, and he owns our soul. He's the landlord of our soul. He owns us. And my God, you know your landlord, you got to pay him. How do we pay God? With thanksgiving. How do we pray God? With praises. How do we pray God? With meditating in on his word. How do we praise God? How do we pay God for what he done? What shall we render, David said, unto God for all his benefit? Now, benefits, you know, if you're young, you take a job, you want the benefit. You want to know what, you know, how much they pay, what type of Medicare they have, how many vacation days you have, how many sick leave days you have, how much money you pay, when do you get a raise? Those are all benefit. How long can you stay on vacation, and how this and that? You asked all those questions. You look at that. Now, what about God? What about the benefits that God gives us? God gives us benefits every day. When we can breathe, that's a benefit. When we can stand on our legs, that's a benefit. When we can get out of bed, no pain, that's a benefit. When we got eyes to see, that's a benefit. We have ears to hear, that's a benefit. We got a mouth to talk, that's a benefit. All of these are benefit. We got friends and somebody looking after us, that's a benefit. We have if you're married, you got a companion that care about you, that's a benefit. You got children that you have to nurture. That's a benefit. So what shall we render to God for all of his benefit? Well, let's give him some praise. Let's thank him. Not just today and not just tomorrow coming up and then forget about him. His more than sweet potato pies and pumpkin pies and turkey and ham and steak and all of those collard greens and black eyed peas and all. No, it's more than that. It is the joy of God that gives us our strength. It's the God that have brought us through this pandemic up until now. And even if we are affected with it, he heal our body and bring us through it. Don't lay down and wallow. You got God on your side. And if God be for you, who can be against you? So thanksgiving and giving this thanks to God, you got to understand that when God said to the Israelite in the wilderness, he said to them in Deuteronomy 8 and 10, he said, when thou have eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord, thou God, for the good land which he have given thee. So don't, when you full, you got this stuff on your table. You got this, and you got money in your pocket, some of it, and you got money in the bank, and you got stocks and you got bonds, but don't start bragging about those things, because one word from God can bring you down to nothing. It is in him we live and we move and we have our being. And once we learn that and once we get that in our spirit, we'll find out that we have something to give God thanks for. Now, he said again, he's in the same chapter 8 of Deuteronomy 8, verse 17, 18, he said, when thou say in thine heart, my power and my might and my hands have gotten me this wealth, but thou shalt remember the Lord, thou God, for it is he that giveth thee the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant establish his covenant, which he sware unto his father, as it is this day. God alone is the source of all we have. Now, here's the thing. That's what he said. When you get this, and thou shalt say in your heart, I have this power. I got this. I did this work. It was me. I saved this, and I got that. No, you didn't do it. What you got to do, remember God. And I want you that don't have jobs now, you that are looking at me, and you don't know all your means, how you're going to make it through this year, how you're going to make it through this pandemic. God have given you the power to get well. Now, just because they laid you off that one job, you got some potentials in you, and potentials that everything that you have not done that you are able to do, and you don't know you can do it. You can draw within, and God will give you another vision. He'll give you some more insight. There's some things that you can do that you haven't been doing. There's a dream down inside of you that you never have brought out, and if you bring that dream out, God will bring it to the top, because you have to have passion in what you dream. If there's no passion, God gives you no vision. If he don't give you a vision, then you cannot have nothing to fulfill. He don't have nothing to do. So that passion in your heart that God told you to do. Now, while you out and you're not working and you're thinking and instead of thinking all the bad stuff, then you start thinking about that dream that God put in there. And when you get the passion, God will give you a vision. And that vision, he said, write the vision and make it plain. God will write the vision. He'll send somebody into your life to help bring that vision to pass. And then you look back at this pandemic and you'll say, my God, I'm so glad that you brought it on. I never would have been. I'd have stayed at that company and worked for $4.95 an hour, just using that fictitious. I worked for that little money they was giving me the rest of my life, and I would have retired in poverty. But now you have given me this idea. You planted something in my heart, and it may be You don't know what it is, but dream a dream that's bigger than you. Don't dream a dream that you can just do by yourself. You dream a dream so big until it scares you. And you know that the only way that you can get this thing to come to pass is trusting in God with all of your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. God alone is our source, and all we have, all we are, and all that we're going to ever be is in God, because it is our spiritual duty to share God's gift and blessing with others. Don't be afraid to share with others. Thank God for you that helped us. Thank God for Great Open Door and others that helped us. On last Saturday, we were able to give out 139 boxes of food with turkeys and everything. For Christmas coming up, we want to do 200. So what happened? When you have a desire, a dream in your heart, God will help somebody, send you somebody to help your dream, fulfill your dream. Now, when they help you fulfill your dream, they don't stay in your life all the time. They move on to help somebody else. And so don't try to hold on to them, but hold on to what God have given you. You got a dream, man. You got a dream. You don't have to worry about whether you're going, where you're going. Just that dream that God been bringing up, and you didn't anticipate that. You said you couldn't do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't have the money to do it. Don't worry. The earth is the Lord and the fullness there are. God have everything. And all we got to do is start giving God thanks for the little thing. We think a little thing. Don't ever fret over a small gift. Thank God for the small gift. Thank God for the large gift. Thank God for things that you see in the future. Thank God for the things that he brought you through. Thank God for your family. Thank God they're not sick. Thank God that your children are being able to learn Zoom if they don't know it. You're learning Zoom. You're learning how to get on it. Get out of that comfort zone. Get out of that comfort zone. Get into that contention zone. That contingency zone is a zone in our life that we never did before. But we are contending. We're pushing. We're pressing to get to that. And when we get there, we in our comfort zone is everything that you already know how to do. You could do it with blind. You could do it with your eyes closed. That's your comfort zone. But now, while you're still maintaining your comfort zone, then start stretching out for your contingency zone. That's what you never did. That's what you never knew how to do. And then God will bless you, and he'll open up your mind. He'll open up a way for you. And in your contention zone, when you get into your contention zone and that dream come true, then you can function in that. But don't stop dreaming. Dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Dream another dream, because there's higher heights and deeper depth. My God, deeper depth and deeper higher height. And my God, I want to tell you today that you can go higher in prayer. You can go higher in your praise. You can go higher in your meditation. You can go higher in the time that you set aside for God. Make some time for God. Make some room for God. Our problem is that we don't want to make room for God. Instead of mumbling and grumbling, start turning that into praising. Turn that into thanksgiving. My God, turn that into after tomorrow. Don't just say tomorrow I'm going to give thanks and then after that. No, the Bible said in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord. The earth don't belong to the rich folks. The earth is the Lord. There's nobody that died have been able to take the earth with them. They buried in the earth, or they were in tomb, but they didn't take nothing with them in the earth. They took the money with them. If nobody didn't rob them before he got in there, they broke still. Or either they can't spend it. They definitely can't spend it in the grave. They can't spend it, so what they need to take it with them. So here's what you want to do. You want to allow God. You want to give God praise, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell in it. For he have founded it upon the seas and established it upon the earth. Then Psalm 24:7-10 said, lift up your head, O ye gate. My God, that's what I want to tell you. Lift up your head. My God, right now, somebody got to lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted up your everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Then the question was asked, who is the King of glory? Who are you talking about, David? Who is the King of glory? He said this twice. Lift up your head, you're strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. That's who the King of glory is. He's mighty in battle. Who's the King of glory? He's my Savior. Who's the King of glory? He's my helper. Who's the King of glory? He's the one that provides for me. Who is the King of glory? He is my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my all in all. He's my everlasting life. Everything, my God, is that's God. So when we look at this thing, this is who God is. And we got to lift up our head and be lifted up your everlasting door, and the King of glory will come in. Who is it? It is God Almighty, the God of hosts. He is the King of glory. So we have a lot to give God thanks for. So don't walk around here with your head down and reminiscing on things that you can't change. Think about what you can change. And let me tell you what you can change. You can't change your wife's attitude. Your wife can't change your attitude. Your children can't change your attitude. You gonna change them? No. Only somebody can change your attitude is you. The word of God will from the inside, outside, it'll change your character. My God, somebody be said, oh my God, look at him. I never saw him this happy before. I never saw him without a frown on his face. I never saw him smiling. I never saw him rejoicing. I never saw him. Now God have did work these things out in you. And as working them out in you, then God put a new detail in you. I hope that you post this. I hope that you let somebody else know that this is not the end. My God, this is not the end. This is just the beginning of vision. This is just the beginning of a new life. This is another day that God have made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Now, God, this is not your end. I want to tell you that this is your beginning. Begin to praise God. Begin to thank God. Begin to give God glory early in the morning. When you wake up and your eyes open, the first thing you want to say is, thank you, Lord. I magnify you, God. This is the day you've made, and you and I, you know, I always throw God, myself in with God. You and I, whatever going to happen today, you and I are going to be prosperous. I know, you know, I know just by myself I can't do it, so I throw myself into God's hand. And when you throw yourself into God's hand, God is going to protect you, and God is going to take care of you, and God is going to watch over you. My God, let this be the first day or the beginning of the day that you give praises to God every day, that you don't care where you go and what situation you're in. If you can't say a word, the old folks say, if I can't say a word, I just move my hand. If I can't move my hand, I just grunt. Whatever way it take, God going to know that I'm giving praise to him. God going to know that this is his day, and that I'm not going to let this day go away without praising God. And this is what we should do. Giving thanks means thank God with a joyful heart. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. But this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. We have to make our mind up not to give reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So I'm saying today, give somebody a smile. I'm saying today, as I get ready to close, I'm saying today, give somebody, if it's your family member, give them a hug. My God, but you can't go around hugging other folks right now. You owe them a hug. Put it on that post-it. Say, you know, when this is over, I owe you. So I'm going to give you a hug then. All of these things. So you have some things you got to change to doing that. But let me tell you something. God is on our side, and God is the best thing that ever happened to us. And I'm going to give God thanks. I will praise the Lord. That's what David said. I would bless the Lord at all times. Psalm 34. I would bless the Lord at all times. And his praises, not the devil praises, but his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will press him early. I will praise him in the morning. I will praise him in the noonday. I will praise him when the sun go down. Matter of fact, David praised God so much, he said in Psalms 150, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. He said, everything that have breath. That means that the birds got to tweak it. That means that the snake got to hiss it. It means that the crow got to crow it out. It means that the human being got to bark it out, got to loud sound it out. My God, everything that have breath. Do you have breath? Look at me. Yes, you got breath. You're looking at me. Well, praise God, because God is so worthy to be praised. There's nobody that worthy to be praised. I don't care if it's your wife, your husband, they're not worthy to be praised more than God. God bless you this morning. I pray that these moments of inspiration will hold you up and guide you and change your life. That's right. Change your life. That's what moments of inspiration for. It's not here to just give you some things that I'm coming on to inspire. I want to change your life. I want you to know that there's a breakthrough that God wants to break through in you. And you got to do it. It comes through praising God. And when you learn how to praise God, then the breakthrough is going to be able, you're going to get through so you can break through. And on the other side, your breakthrough is your go through. And on the other side, your go through is your blessing. God bless you today. And I want to thank you so much for listening to me this morning. On tomorrow at 11 a.m., we're going to be live streaming for our Thanksgiving program, about an hour, no more than an hour and a half. We're going to be praying the first 30 minutes, and then we're having the prayer line will be open. I'm sorry if you make it be put on the stream for you, but the prayer line would be open from 11 o'clock, from about a quarter to 11 until about 11:30. And we'll have some of the people praying on the prayer line and some praying here on the live stream. And then I'll have a word of God for you on tomorrow between 11 a.m. and 12:30. We're going to be in. And I pray that you have a blessed Thanksgiving. That's right, Thanksgiving. I pray that your family, now you may not can get them all there. Don't try to do the same as you used to do. Bring them all in and all that stuff. You don't want to do that because you don't know where they have been and you don't want to expose yourself. You want to be healthy. Now, here's the thing. Somebody said, well, Pastor, when you say that, that sounds like you don't have faith. That's not true. Faith without works is dead. So if you have faith and you say, well, because I'm a child of God, I have faith, and the pot is boiling with water, and you stick your hand in it, and you think God is going to let the water not burn you or take your skin off because you're a Christian? No. Now, if by accident, the water come off the fall off the stove and where is it at and fall on you, then God will bless you that you do not scald you. But that's how God works. But he does not, when you tempt him, that's what Jesus said when Satan told him to jump off the pillar if he believed God, jump off the temple. And he said that it's written that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thou God. So this is all I'm telling you. Follow the CDC rule as long as they do not violate with you praising and worshiping God. Okay, I praise God for you, but that's on tomorrow. We will not have a Thursday night service. Our Thursday night service, that's tomorrow, Thanksgiving. But on 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Sunday morning, it's 8 a.m. Sunday morning, we are live streaming Great Open Door Worldwide Ministry. 11:30 a.m. we are live streaming. That's right, we're live streaming, and also you can catch us. And we praise God for you. Thank God for all of you. Let me pray for you now. And if you want to send an offering to Moments of Inspiration, you can just send it to Great Open Door Worldwide Ministry. And it helping me to do things that we was not able to do for Moments of Inspiration. For what you have to understand, not only Moments of Inspiration, other thing, it costs money for to get the equipment to do the things to be able to come to you and to be able to come to you in a legible way. And we want to make it even more legible. And we can only do that through your help and your giving. And you can give it to Great Open Door Worldwide Ministry, and you can send it to 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California. You that use the mail, 135 West Victoria Street here in the city of Long Beach, California, 90805. But there's PushPay. We have PushPay, and we also have Giverify. And either one of those, if you download the app, you can go through Giverify, or you can go through PushPay. And they all go to Great Open Door Worldwide Ministry. But if you just put on PushPay or Giverify for Moments of Inspiration, that will be, they will know how to handle that. And we praise God for every one of you. Let me pray. Father, I pray for these, God, that have tuned in, and these that will see this, God, at a later time. I pray, God, your choice blessings on them. I pray, God, that you would lift up hung down heads. I pray, God, that you would open doors and make ways for your people that you have not made before. I pray for their families, that you would, God, cover them with your blood. I pray, God, for the distant relative, that they would be able to get through on gloom, a phone call, or whatever it is, God. But we ask them now, God, that you would let your mercy prevail, and your compassion is new every morning. I pray for those that have loved ones that are sick, that those that are grieving, God, for loved ones that are gone on to the transition. We pray for them, God. Lift up hung down head. And oh, God, David said that I will bless the Lord at all time, and your praises will continually be in my mouth. And I just want to bless you, God, for these that are watching. Thank you, God, for those that are going to post. Thank you, God, for those that are going to share. And I praise you, God, and ask your blessing on families all over the world. And I give you the glory and praise. And if there's a new person that have tuned in this morning, bless them, God. Let them know, God, that we are praying for the world, not just for our church, but for the world. And thank you for opening up doors that have been closed in our faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a blessed day. And on next Wednesday, the same time, the Lord said the same, I'll be back with some more Moments of Inspiration. Tune in Sunday morning. Tune in Sunday morning, 8 a.m. and 11:30. God bless you. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Things will work.